Chincha was my other is the other Ardennes mare I had, which I brought in directly from Belgium. The man that had her was a farmer, and he trained her from the time she was a young mare, and he trained her in Flemish. I was living in West Cork at the time, and so when the mare came over, I'd been sent a DVD about showing the mare working, and she was going grand, and I brought her over, and I harnessed her up, brought her out to the field, and she wouldn't do anything at all for me.
She didn't understand what you were
saying. Didn't understand what I was saying. She wouldn't do anything, and she got a bit browned off after half an hour of this carry on anyway, and she just shut down. She wouldn't do any more work for me. So I had to contact the man directly again in Belgium and get him to send over a list of Flemish commands. So the next day I got these commands.
She
so
was
he
relieved,
emailed me directly,
did she?
And I had to practice. He had to tell me over the phone how to pronounce them. It wasn't just the spelling of them because they were Flemish. It's a very guttural accent, so I had to learn how to say the words, not just the word itself, but I had to learn how to say it, and it's very deep and throaty. So that's, once I had mastered that, she was perfect.
Go on then, give me a few words.
Mut is come left, kumhar is come right, and taruk is back. And if you say it and the way she understands it, it's perfect. But thankfully now, I have her 3 years now, and she's coming around to the Irish way, you know.
Is she?
We still use the same commands, but our accents have changed, you know. But she works perfectly now, and she's very happy.